Out of bounds there. Good work after the catch from C.J. Williams. Gain of 11.
Yeah, we haven't seen a ton of broken tackles by the wideouts on those quick throws. Seen some 3 and 4 yards. That was the first time we've seen nice break into the tackle, picking up a first down.
8:09 to play, 28-14 Wisconsin. Malusi back in there. First and 10 Wisconsin at the Georgia Southern 35-yard line. Hayden Rucci in motion left to right. Mordecai gets the snap, fakes the handoff to Malusi, rolling left, throwing left. Bell will catch outside the numbers to the 30, weaving inside the 25, inside the 20, and Skyler Bell down to the 18-yard line. Justin Myers on the tackle. Badgers back into the Case IH red zone. Visit caseih.com/badgers.
What I've loved about Tanner Mordecai the last couple of weeks, he does a nice job of pulling the ball, not giving it because the defensive end comes down hard. And he could have ran and picked up 4 or 5, keeping his eyes down the field and delivering it to the more athletic guys that are out there and make more plays in space. Nice read by Mordecai.
From the 18 to Georgia Southern, first and 10. Mordecai will read it. He'll give it to Malusi over the left side. Hurls a man inside the 15, inside the 10-yard line, and down to the 9. Marquez Watson Trent finishing up as Chez Malusi goes into hurdler's mode.
Wow.
Gain of 9.
Pulled the right guard, pulled the right tackle, got him to the second level. Safety comes down, tries to make, you know, go low. Chez says now, and very risky, very risky. Better make sure your vert's there. Chez just completely broad jumps over the top. What a feat of athleticism.
He plays at the 10, second down and 2. Ashcraft slot left, Bell slot right. Malusi to the right of Mordecai. Ashcraft starts in motion. Mordecai will give it to Chez off the left side. Little stop and go. Gets a first down inside the 5. Angling to the goal line and a stop just short. A good piece of running patience. And then the burst from Chez Malusi, first and goal.
You said it exactly. The patience is what set that up. It looked like there wasn't a ton there. Goes off of the left tackle. Nelson finishes his guy. Makes a quick cut inside of that block. And then got vertical. And another guy thought about putting that ball over. Kept it in tight, setting him up right on the inside of the 1 yard line.
Let's see if Chez can get fed one more time for the score here. Two tight end alignment, first and goal inside the 1. Mordecai shotgun snap, hands to Malusi, into the line, touchdown Wisconsin. Oh, did he earn that? Chez Malusi from a yard away as the Badgers finally breaking it open here at Camp Randall Stadium.
You said it. That was Chez all the way down, the great athletic broad jump over, and got down to that 1. You don't want anybody vulturing a touchdown, and they gave it to him. Left side of the offensive line walled their guys in. Chez finished that drive off, and I think finished off Georgia Southern's idea of upsetting the Badgers today.
34-14 Wisconsin. Nathaniel Vakos on to attempt the extra point. It is in the air, and it is good. Scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 7 plays, 86 yards, took 3 minutes and 41 seconds. We'll take a break, 5:51 to play. Wisconsin 35, Georgia Southern 14. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for.
Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot, it's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
As the Badger fight song says, forward is our driving spirit. And Team Chevrolet couldn't agree more. Driving forward with brand new players like the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. It's bigger, bolder, and more refined than ever. Starting at $21,495. MSRP excludes tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment. Dealer sets the final price. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
Before the Badgers kick off, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield. Chez Malusi, a one-yard touchdown run. 5:51 remaining. Wisconsin 35, Georgia Southern 14. In a moment, we'll spotlight today's best of the game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. We'll get into it. Difference maker after this kickoff coming up. It's Jack Van Dyke back out there for the Badgers. Dalen Cobb deep for Georgia Southern. It's Van Dyke with the kick in the air. Return chance for Cobb. He'll catch right side at the 2. He weaves to the 10, cutting right 15 across the 20, and he is cut down by Preston Zachman, shy of the 25-yard line. A lot of different things you could point to. The running game again got going, but... And Hunter Wohler, you know, breaking news, he's really good.
Yeah, he is really good, and you're highlighting him. He's in position to make a lot of plays, and he makes a lot of plays. But that high point interception when Georgia Southern trying to claw its way back in the game, I thought when he made that play, that really reset the tone and gave Wisconsin that momentum to kind of close this thing out. That was an incredibly athletic play.
Remember, the Badgers trailed in this game 14-7 in the third quarter. They now lead 35-14. New quarterback on for Georgia Southern. One pump, looking to throw. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Gets thrown down. Rodas Johnson gets to J.C. French, a redshirt freshman. Georgia native. Came over from Memphis where he redshirted last year. Second down and 11 back at the Georgia Southern 22-yard line. Terrence Gibbs, the running back. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Jet Thompson slot right, motions to the left. Back to throw is French under pressure. He'll pull it down and run to the 25. French is brought down by Jake Cheney at the 27-yard line. Georgia Southern territory, third down and 6 with 5 minutes to play.
Yeah, and this will test Wisconsin's ability to keep quarterbacks in the pocket, because anytime you have a young quarterback, usually it's one read and then tuck the ball and go. So this will be another good teaching tape and learning lessons on the field of when you're playing younger players, how to react and play defense against them.
Second game appearance for French. Third down and 6. Eagles at their 27-yard line. Snap to French. Four-man rush. French in trouble. Got away from Petrosky. Got through Cheney across the 35 and gets the first down. Good footwork from the quarterback, J.C. French, at a first down, Georgia Southern, to its own 38-yard line.
You got to bring your feet there. That was a case where you slipped out of the pass rush, got out of the lanes, and then was, give French some credit. Nice job of eluding Cheney, but you want to bring your feet, get him down, force a punt.
4:10 to play, 35-14 Wisconsin. Trips to the right. French will hand to Gibbs over the left side. He gets hammered by Cheney at the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 Eagles at their 38.
These middle linebackers are really fun to watch. You just watch how they attack and when they read, react. Cheney there, not, it brought his feet that time, came through, give it a nothing for the running back from Georgia Southern.
It was fun talking with Jake earlier this week. You know, they have three starters, if you will, at those inside linebacker spots. And we're all seeing why they say that. Here's the handoff to Gibbs on second down, and he gets crunched again just beyond the line of scrimmage by Jordan Turner with help at the 39-yard line of Georgia Southern. Make it third down and 9.
Yeah, they all just pack a punch, and they have different skill sets, but it's fun to see those three kind of rotating around. Jumeta, you know, plays a ton. He's made some impact plays today. I think that on the defensive side of the ball, obviously Hunter, but those inside linebackers played really well today.
Number 39 of Georgia Southern, third and nine. Reading it, keeping it is French, and getting in there for the sack is Darrell Peterson. Just shot right into the backfield to take care of the Georgia Southern quarterback at the Eagles' 34-yard line, and they will be punting with 2:43 remaining.
Yeah, it's always you can get to the quarterback, but there's the idea of finishing too, getting him down on the ground. And French has made a couple plays with his feet on this drive. No, not this time. 1-7 got back there and brought him down, for setting up a punt.
In the 34-yard line, Georgia Southern territory. Alex Smith, and the kick is in the air. Fair catch signaled by DK, and he'll make it at the 30-yard line. In Wisconsin territory. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. We'll take a break. 2:14 remaining. Wisconsin 35, Georgia Southern 14. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Two minutes, 14 seconds remaining at Camp Randall. Wisconsin 35, Georgia Southern 14 as the Badgers break it open as the third quarter was moving along and on into the fourth. Georgia Southern came in here and gave Wisconsin all it wanted and then some for more than half of this game.
There's no doubt. I think the first half, the Wisconsin Badgers were outplayed in a lot of facets. And you start looking turnover margin, you don't turn it over, and you get six. Now, granted, those six, the last couple, obviously helped swing the football game, but kind of kept Wisconsin in it. And then the third quarter, which has been our quarter, started off slow too, but it didn't finish slow. And you give the guys a lot of credit for hanging in there, and you could feel it up here. You know guys are getting yelled at, coaches are getting after them, but it was the guys in the huddle on offense that decided, especially the guys up front that said, enough's enough. You just felt it from here, and then you started seeing it, the push. There wasn't the leakage. It was the push, and then the running game that got going, and Braylon Allen was the catalyst for that. And from that moment on, it was as if Wisconsin said, okay, we've all had enough. Let's do our thing here and finish this thing off, and that's what they've done in the second half of this football game.
Nolan Rucci, the left tackle. Joe Brunner, the left guard. Dylan Barrett, the center. J.P. Benshaw, the right guard. And the right tackle is Barrett Nelson. And Miles Burkett, it looks like, checking into the game at quarterback. Jackson Aker is the running back. So able to go into the depth here a little bit late at Camp Randall. The handoff to Aker, and young man out of Verona into the line for about four to the 34-yard line of Wisconsin.
These are important reps, and I know people are leaving the stadium, but young players just getting out on the field and being able to get these reps and to feel good about what they're doing, that helps the development as you continue on, and maybe some guys play well and all of a sudden earn a couple extra reps in practice and can help solidify it.
I said Burkett, beg your pardon, it's Braden Locke in there at quarterback for Wisconsin on second down. Locke will throw to the right, a dart to Hawken Anderson. And he is checked out of bounds at the 39 near the 40-yard line. They'll mark at the 41. Well, Braden Locke in the spring. This guy could play more than a little bit. Transfer from Mississippi State, redshirt freshman out of Rockwall, Texas. His high school days, among his receivers, Jackson Smith and Jigba, who is pretty good at Ohio State and now is in the league for the 41 of Wisconsin. First and 10, Locke takes the snap. He'll hand to Aker, and he'll just take it north-south and brings it up near the 45-yard line with a minute and a half to play, 35-14 Wisconsin.
I know, you know, you hear the two-headed monster with Chez and with Braylon, but I think Aker's going to be somebody that you're going to count on in a versatile role that he can play. So these reps, again, they're important for everybody, but it's nice to build that confidence up. When you don't get a ton of reps, when you get them, make sure you take advantage of them.
From the 44 of Wisconsin, second down and 7. Locke takes the snap. He'll give it to Aker again over the left side across the 45 and drives his way up to the 49-yard line. Trayvon Locke, defensive tackle on the stop. They'll mark at the 49 of Wisconsin, third down and 2. Clock stops as the helmet came off of Trayvon Locke, so he'll come out for a play. Third and 2 here for the Badgers, leading 35-14 in the final minutes.
Seconds, and it will start on my whistle.
Just getting the game clock and squared away. 10 seconds come off, 47 seconds, and now the game clock is running, and the Badgers can milk that clock. Locke looking over to the Wisconsin sideline. Phil Longo, the offensive coordinator, palms down,
saying,
just milk it. You can take a knee here if you want, fellas.
That's something you don't see often.
Yeah. Here's the handoff to Aker over the left side. He gets a first down. Aker, penalty marker down inside the 40-yard line. Oh, he's making every carry count. Good for him, but a penalty marker down, as mentioned. So looks like another one coming back. They do like to call holding in this
game.
Yeah,
they throw it. That's, where's this crew from?
They're not familiar names.
Okay.
I thought the one that really hurt was the one at Georgia Southern. That first possession, they get the ball near midfield.
Offense number 41, 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. Third down.
It's tight end JT Seagrease, but that was a real nickel dimer against Georgia Southern. And you're talking about trying to get something going early. The Eagles were in position to do that, and that just took them way off schedule. So that penalty backs Wisconsin to its own 39-yard line, where it will be third down and 12. There's Locke with a look over to the Wisconsin sideline. Locke will start at the snap. And Locke gets the snap, hands off to Aker across the 40-yard line and up to about the 43. On what should be the final play of the game. Well, Georgia Southern made the home team work for it. But the Badgers went to work again in the third quarter, where they have outscored the other guys 48-7 through the first three games. As Wisconsin breaks open what looked to be a very tight game, Wisconsin wins by 21.
Yeah, I think this is another one of those games, much like that Buffalo opener, where Wisconsin, you feel good because you win by 21. But you also recognize and realize got a long way to go.
The Big Ten play starts in 6 days. The Badgers head down to Wausau Stadium to take on Purdue. The Boilermakers tonight are at home against Syracuse. Badgers a winner, and they head into Big Ten play 2-1. Our final score, Wisconsin 35, Georgia Southern 14. We're back with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
We would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Badger football fans, great tackling can happen off the gridiron, too. Rough trail ahead, tough to-do lists. In a Chevy truck, you can tackle any challenge that comes your way. There's Silverado, a legend in strength, capability, and technology. Or Colorado, with a durable, fully boxed frame and powerful engine choices to help you work smarter and play harder. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
Badger football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Badgers pull away in the second half. They actually trailed in the third quarter, early in the third quarter, 14-7. But it was all Wisconsin after that. 35-14, the Badgers catch, pass, and then pull away from Georgia Southern here this afternoon. Alongside Mark Tauscher, I'm Matt LePay here at Camp Randall. And again, Mark, we touched on it a little bit as Wisconsin was starting to pull away. Just from my layman's eyes, I'm seeing an offense trying to kind of find itself. You want to throw the ball. You want to establish that. And then it gets to the point where we need to win the game, and they Braylon Allen went to work. But as you said, you know, the first half, I use the word putrid in the first half, the running game for both teams. So, you know, maybe part of it is what they're trying to do, whatever it is, the third quarter, two of three games, they've got to go and running the ball. Last week it was throwing the ball in the third quarter. It just takes a long time for this offense to start getting into a rhythm.
Yeah, and I think you look at it and you just want, well, everybody's excited. You know, Luke Fickell comes in and there's a new system and things are just going to be smooth. And the reality is, from a player's standpoint, there's a lot of changes. And what you want as a coach is for guys to just go play. But right now I think there's a lot of thinking going on. What do I do here? What do we do here? And you have, just from an offensive lineman standpoint, you've done things a long time a certain way, and now it's different. And you could say, well, it's Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern, 2-0 football team, not to try to take anything away, should be playing better. I think that's a part of what's going on. And then I think also, for whatever reason, and teams form identities and figure themselves out. This team has not found its yet. They're trying to air raid, and you have these receivers. You got all these new toys that you're trying to play with. You're trying to find what that right balance is as a play caller. And it's a little bit of an inconsistent deal right now. But what you have seen in the games that we've won, the physicality, and I really just think the mentality of the men up front changed in that third quarter, and that allowed the running game to go. It wasn't like they weren't trying to in the first and second to say, let's pound the football, but there was a shift. You could feel it in the building, and when that happened, Wisconsin unloaded and ended up winning by 21.
Take it for what it's worth now, but through three games this season, Braylon Allen has a total of 51 touches. Through three games last season, he had 52. Now, two of the three games last year were lopsided. None of the games really. The final score is 21 points, but it was a competitive game three, more competitive game one. So there's a little context there, but the number of touches, it's one year over the next.
And the interesting part of that is a lot more of those touches this year have come as a receiver for Braylon. So that's the difference. And you have to wonder, well, is that using Braylon the best way? That's what the coaches will look at and say, obviously, Braylon wants to showcase his skill set that he can catch the ball out of the backfield for any NFL aspirations he has. But right now, you have to look at it and say, how am I going to put our players in the best position to win? That's what these coaches are doing, and that's what the players are doing. And Braylon Allen is getting touches. That is going to be a conversation piece. I feel very confident. Why wasn't he getting the touches? We saw that last week. But when the money was on the table, you know, what was that, 42 yards on three carries in that real pivotal drive, Braylon Allen still is showing that he's needed for this team to be successful.
It seemed like, it's easy to say from up here, it just seems like he ran angry in that third quarter. When he was getting, you know, what little carries he had, it was a little different story in the first half. Georgia Southern, credit to them. It's just an odd thing that this team has going.
We joked around about lathering up, but there's a truth in that, especially when you're a big back. You can go back to Ron Dayne. Obviously, that's when I played, and you could feel it. And the defensive line and the safeties. The safeties coming down and filling. Hey, it's fun in the first quarter. You get them down. All of a sudden, man, that hurt last time I went in there. Those are the thoughts that you're always looking. When you have a big back, you got to get the reps, and you got to wear on people. And that's why you were able to have a lot of success in the third and fourth quarters.
All right. Badgers a winner over Georgia Southern today, 35-14. Our postgame show continues, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My simple solution to their problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
A post-game show presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers continues. Wisconsin 35, Georgia Southern 14 here this afternoon. It's time for today's Red Zone recap from Case IH. While our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH has you covered. All your equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/badgers. Well, pretty good today, Tausch. 5 for 5. Five touchdowns. That works.
Those are solid recap. I think that might be your best recap of the day. That's always something. And let's not forget, it's always, you look back, 21-point win. Nobody here that was at the game is going to say this was easy. And I just remember there's always key plays that you see in the game. And this red zone recap, 5 for 5. Oh, it was easy, easy. The high snap. And I think it was Chez that was in there that kind of gave that left-handed tip back to keep it in. And then Mordecai is able to scamper in and kind of, you know, get your first score of the game. So it wasn't as easy, but when you can go 5 for 5 and you can get 6 turnovers, your odds of winning football games are pretty high.
Yeah, it worked. It took a while for that turnover ratio to truly turn to Wisconsin's favor on the scoreboard, but it did. They get the job done, and 5 for 5, as we mentioned, in the red zone. The Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/badgers. Wisconsin 35, Georgia Southern 14. Our postgame report brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers resumes in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Buckle up. It's all systems go at Pottawatomie. Plug in to high wattage play and you could win an all-electric BMW i7. Play now through September with your club card. Prize drawings on Thursdays. There's a shocking $800,000 in total prizes on the line, including the luxury BMW i7. It's time to electrify your drive. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. More info at paysbig.com/BMW. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Join the Wisconsin Badgers for when Camp Randall comes alive again this fall. Now is your chance to be there when Coach Fickell and the team takes the field this season. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than 2 lines, buddy.
Oh, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger football lives here.
Oh my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
On the football field, talent comes in all shapes and sizes. Off the field, the same goes for Chevy's family of SUVs. From compact to mid-size to full-size, there's one for every Badger fan. Like the all-new Trax. It's bigger, bolder, and more refined than ever. There's the stylish and versatile Equinox and the roomy Traverse with third-row seating and tons of cargo room. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
Hey, Mats, Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mats Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for.
Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot. It's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Mats Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Mats Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
Wisconsin 35, Georgia Southern 14. That's your final this afternoon. Braylon Allen ends up with 94 yards, two touchdowns on 12 carries. Chez Malusi 15 for 61 and a touchdown. Tanner Mordecai ran for a couple of touchdowns, one from a yard away, one from 18. Mordecai through the air 19 to 30 for 236 yards. Braden Locke coming in late, completed his one throw. And Davis Brin with one of the kind of strangest days I've seen from a quarterback. He threw for 383 yards, 33 out of 52, one touchdown. His best throws were pro throws, and he had multiple in this game. Unfortunately for him, he had multiple interceptions to the tune of five. It's just, as we were talking off air, Mario, I was having a hard time saying this, but we're in agreement. His good was about as good as you could expect for a college quarterback. But then the five interceptions, you're thinking, well, you know, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
But it was just that kind of a day for him.
I mean, I wanted to get after you.
I know you did.
About when you said it. And I was thinking, well, he's had a pretty good game. He's thrown for this and five interceptions and a fumble. And you look at it, it's like, that's crazy. But I know exactly what you're saying. And I think the coaching staff here is going to look at what he was able to do today, 33 of 52 for 383. You can't turn the football over like he did, but there were some throws. That when he took that shot, and I can't remember which middle linebacker drilled him, and he delivered that touchdown pass that was contested. It's one of the finest throws I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So he deserves a ton of credit, and the Wisconsin defense deserves a lot of credit, because there's nothing more annoying than sitting here as a player and you know the narrative that's out there, and all you want to do is shut people up.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the turnovers? You're playing these teams. You can't get a turnover. And you want to get them, and you drop an interception early. They're moving the football. Finally, you secure one, and today, as we all kind of thought, these things cascade. And today you got six. You won the turnover by six. You get that evened up on the year, and now you start rolling, and you hope that you can build off of that next Friday night.
Five sacks in this game as well, and of the five interceptions, Hunter Wohler had two of them. He ends up with 10 total tackles in this game, including one for a loss, and has a sack in this game. So there were, while the defense, they did hold Georgia Tech's running game, just 72 rushing yards. So in essence, it was in the hands of the quarterback, Brin, to generate their offense in this game. So you're going to give up some, but you're going to get yours, and that was how it unfolded for this Wisconsin defense. But they know they're going to face another air raid offense at Purdue, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Their offense coordinator is Graham Harrell.
So
they're going to wing it around. So this type of offense is not going away, and they know it.
No, it is not. And you have to, again, I think we saw today more hits on the quarterback, more uncomfortability, because that, to me, the first 2 weeks was, from a concern level for me watching the games, it was way too comfortable for stretches in football games. And today, he made a lot of good throws on time, but there were also the times you heated him up, and when you heated him up and you got after him is when you created the turnovers. He also missed a couple of throws, And that's where this team needs to get. And C.J. Getz made a nice play. You need more guys, Peterson, more guys more often beating their guys, because in these air raids, ball comes out quick. Get your hands up. Be disruptive. You had a tip pass, I think, by Thompson that led to the interception. So you have to be disruptive. You're going to give some stuff up. This offense, the offenses that are doing this, they get stuff. They're going to put some points up. But you have to cash in when they make mistakes. And Wisconsin was able to take care of that today.
And the Badgers pull away to a 21-point win, 35-14. Moments ago, Mike Heller caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
We'll start the beginning of the second half because it's 7-7 at the break, and then they come out and score after you guys have to punt. I'm going to start with a good, because you guys had an answer at that point the rest of the day.
Yeah, sometimes things just have to flip. And, you know, I mean, it come out the second half, and you felt like, okay, let's go. We'll see how we do. And, you know, we have a chance to go for it on fourth down and, you know, mess up a little bit there. And then in three plays, they score.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they have nine, they have a 41 and a 26 or something. I mean, like, bam. And then I don't know whether that was the punch that you had to have to see how you'd react and respond. And, you know, I think we woke up in some ways and just kind of relaxed, started playing.
Coach Tressel, and we talked about this with turnovers. Sometimes when one happens, they come in bunches. Well, that's a bunch today.
There's no doubt. I mean, there's some things obviously we got to do better defensively too, but we made the plays when it came my way. I mean, they moved the ball, they threw the ball. You know, they did a good job in some of that, but we also had an opportunity to make some picks, and I think we had five of them. So that's obviously the difference in the ball game.
Luke, a lot of times at halftime media, we talk about halftime adjustments. It seemed to me that the adjustment was more emotional, mental than physical. I'm sure that you had some schematic adjustments too.
Yeah, there's a little bit. I mean, there's some things we had to do, but I think it's just shoring up a little bit of the things we, you know, felt like we needed to do, and we saw during the Tuesday, Wednesday practice, and in the first half we didn't really see them, and you know, guys responded, and I'm proud of that.
We talk about your running backs a lot, but that offensive line in the third and fourth quarter, it seemed that there was more running room for Chaz and Braylon to work from.
There's no doubt. I mean, we tried the first half. I think that was the kind of thing to establish the run to start with, and didn't do a great job of it. But that wears on people. And obviously we've seen that around this place for a long, long time about how that wears on people. And, you know, the second half, sometimes that there's a difference. And I think that's what showed there, especially up front today.
Lucas, probably a better question for Monday, but now you've got your three non-conference games ready. You'll play a Big Ten game Friday night at Purdue. Where do you feel? How do you feel of where you are?
We'll have to wait on that. I mean, to be honest, there's a lot of things we know we've got to do better, but, you know, I'm excited about these guys. I'm excited about their resiliency. You know, I'm excited about handling adversity, but we also know we've got to get a lot better. And the great thing about these guys is they're not bashful. They're not afraid to go back to work. We just got to find ways to continue to gain confidence in what we're doing.
Last one, happy birthday to the twins, right? You get to go home and celebrate tonight.
Yeah, all they asked for, going to be 9 years old today, all they asked for was a win. And I'm just glad we can give them that.
Nice job, Dad. Back over to you, Matt.
All right, Eleanor's birthday today, too.
Birthday's
right?
All over the place.
It's unbelievable. The Herb family, the Tauscher family.
We should have done like a joint birthday party, just had all three of our groups get together and celebrate.
Well, what time you want them at your house?
I was thinking, I know where the Fickells are at. I think we go over there. Maybe we'll just sneak attack over there. It's, hey, what's going on? What are you guys up to this afternoon?
Hey, thanks for the invite.
That's really nice. It's like, it looks fun over here.
That's so you. That is on brand. Wisconsin a winner, 35-14 over Georgia Southern. We'll have more on our local Wisconsin and UP 4 Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Post-game show continues. Wisconsin a winner today over Georgia Southern, 35-14. So the Eagles led 14-7 in the third quarter. But the Badgers were able to answer that with a score. And then Tanner Mordecai ran in a couple of times today. This one gave the Badgers the lead for good. Bell slot left, loops in motion to the right from the 18 of Georgia Southern. Mordecai back to throw, looking, pulls it down. He'll run it. Tanner to the 15, to the 10, cutting left to the 5. Mordecai to the end zone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Tanner Mordecai pulls it down and takes it in as the Badgers take the lead midway through the third quarter.
They put a couple of more on the board as they got it going again. They've outscored the opponents in the third quarter 48-7. Through the first three games of the season. Now, if they could find a way to bottle some of that and get it going earlier, that would be awesome. But we'll see. But at least, you know, it's the old adversity thing, as Luke Fickell just mentioned a few minutes ago. This game, Tausch, it was on the brink of having the home crowd really turn it on you.
Yeah.
And these guys were able to answer that and get the crowd back in their favor. It was right there on a tightrope for a while.
It was dicey, and I really thought, coming out of halftime, getting the opening half kickoff, that it was going to be march the football down. And I think it probably would have had you not had that penalty. They went for it on fourth and one from the 34.5-yard line, which is risky. And it, you pick that up, but then there's a penalty. You punt it back. They go down and score. And you could feel the tension in the building. And you know what? The players felt it. And instead of kind of shriveling up, you bowed up. And I thought that's when the offensive line took over, and I thought that was the key drive of the football game, because all of a sudden, if you don't and you give the ball back, then that pressure goes back to your defense. Their offense can kind of put it down, and who knows what happens. So I thought that was the key juncture in this football game, and I'm sure what Luke Fickell and his staff are going to look at all week, because it was a point of emphasis, what can we do to get off to a better start? Because as we saw, you can win games when you get six turnovers and you play teams that you should beat. Can you beat Big Ten teams doing it that way? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say no, you can't. And you couldn't do it out on the road against a Pac-12 team. So they realize it. You heard Luke when he was talking to Mike Heller kind of getting into it. I think it's another one of those games where you're happy that you won the football game, but you realize you have a lot of work left to do if you want to accomplish the goals that you want. But one thing that I thought Luke Fickell has been very steadfast about is we're going to see improvement week in and week out. We're going to see things moving in the right direction. And I thought with what we saw against a good football team, I thought the third and fourth quarters we did see that.
So you liked road trip number one. That went okay for you?
A lot smoother than I anticipated, yes. So, well, West Lafayette, I'm sure you've been going there for, what, 45 years? You probably have a pretty good gauge on what's going on down there, right?
35.
35. Boy, I need to exaggerate more. My hyperbole wasn't hyperbolic enough if I only said 40. 60 years you've been going down there. What is going so, yeah, I think it'll be fun. I a lot of fond memories. Probably my favorite game as a Wisconsin Badger was down there my last season, and with Ronnie lathered, I mean lathered mm-hmm. in that fourth quarter. They knew we were going to run the football, and we pounded it down their throat and kept it. And that, I think, is what sprung Ronnie to the Heisman. Obviously led us, because Purdue with Drew Brees, what a squad, loud, big-time environment. And for us to finish that game off, I get goosebumps just thinking about it. So it'll be fun to get back down to, is it Ross-Ade Stadium?
Ross-Ade Stadium, yeah.
So that'll be fun. Crowd right on you. It's going to be a heck of a test for these all these young players. It's going to be a lot louder than what we saw even out in Pullman, Washington.
Yeah, remember that game, Ron Dayne, Drew Brees, Jamar Fletcher had another pick six, did that back-to-back years. I thought a run – you know, Ronnie had a touchdown run in the fourth quarter, but I thought a run that was like had Heisman all over it. I think it was a run for a first down.
Yeah, it was.
Where he basically ran through.
Yeah,
two
it was
people.
Not blocked that great.
Yes.
It was, you know, guys leaking in the backfield. Yeah. We'll take all the credit for it, but I think it was a third and four, and, you know, we just decided we're going to pound this thing, and Ronnie was not going to be stopped. That was the, I think, his Heisman moment, outside even touchdown runs, everything else. Because that was such a critical game for us to keep our season marching along.
That game will kick at 6 o'clock Central Time. Our network coverage will be at 4 o'clock with Mike Keller in the pregame show from Ross-Ade Stadium in West Lafayette, Indiana. That will do it for us. Wisconsin 35, Georgia Southern 14. That's your final score. Stick around, though. We thank, obviously, Tausch, Patrick Herb, Mike Keller, and Dave McCann back here as our engineer, Aisha Jackson at our network studio. There is more to come, though. We'll hand it off to Tim Scott and Bill Schmid. I'm guessing he's smiling right now because he's a happy guy. Badgers win by 21 here this afternoon. Those guys are up next as the Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through! Yeah.
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 22nd through the 24th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel.
Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
As the Badger fight song says, forward is our driving spirit. And Team Chevrolet couldn't agree more. Driving forward with brand new players like the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. It's bigger, bolder, and more refined than ever. Starting at $21,495. MSRP excludes tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment. Dealer sets the final price. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Hey, welcome back to the postgame show, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Tim Scott, Bill Schmidt inside the set at Union South, where the Badger fans, happy Badger fans, are here tonight hanging out, watching a little bit of Iowa throw a pick. Love that in the first quarter against Western Michigan. Speaking of picks, I mean, we had no turnovers going into the game. We ended up with six.
Yeah, boss.
How crazy was that?
I didn't foresee tweeting out that the Badgers have a positive turnover differential for the 2023 championship season today, of all days, after coming in minus five. When they get gift wrapped to you like that, you're going to say, thank you very much. May I have another? And luckily, it was Georgia Southern obliging and continuing to fill that plate until you were full.
There is a lot for us to dissect in this postgame show. We would love to hear from you. You can text us your thoughts at 414-799-1973. Hit Billy up at Twitter, at Bill Schmidt Radio. That's S-H-M-I-D.
Radio. Yeah, I'm a low T guy. So just,
it's your low T guy. Okay, well, there's a pill for that. You can hit me up, of course, at Badger postgame as well. Real quick, Luke Fickell meeting with the media postgame right now. Hopefully we'll play back some of that for you. But for those of you who are going to bombard the talk and text line with Braylon Allen questions,
yeah.
Luke said they went with Chez heavy today because Braylon was dinged up his, quote, in practice.
And it becomes even more of a conversation because of what leaked out during the week, right?
Yeah.
That Braylon walked.
Well, Luke, I mean, it didn't leak out. Luke talked about it, right?
So
talked
it was,
about it, yeah.
So it was a centerpiece of the week. And for Braylon to come into the office, sit down, have a conversation, figure out what – I think there's two tenors of how this conversation goes and two vantage points. It's, what the heck, I need more touches.
Right.
Or it's, coach, what can I do to earn more touches?
Right.
And when that happens and you see the fruits of that labor here today, especially into that second half, man, he looked like a different guy into the second half. And it explains why it was a little timid there in the first for Agent Zero.
So when you look at this game at face value, if you're just tuning in now going, wow, Badgers won 35-14. Yes, Matt, Billy is very happy about that. We know
big
why.
Fan of that. Yeah,
big fan of that. 35-14, your final. But if we explain to you that this game was 7-7 at half and that Georgia Southern led this game early third quarter of 14-7, you would go, what?
Wait a second. How did that happen?
The Badgers, third quarter, it's just crazy how this team seems to come alive in the fourth quarter, or third quarter. Luke talked about it when he mentioned with Mike, because of whom they played through these first three games of the season, they have a tendency, and historically they do that, they wear guys down. They wear teams down, I should say. And they did that again today. But what I loved about this game was that they're preaching, one, finish.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you got to get turnovers. And then make something out of those turnovers. Yeah, it was a tough watch for 2.5 quarters. But when they came alive and looked like what I think we were hoping to see and what, more importantly, the coaches expect to see.
Well, in two, I think in that first half, Tim, frankly, 1 of 7 on third down is the biggest stat that I grabbed from the first half. It is almost impossible to get yourself into some form of rhythm when you're not able to sustain a drive. And we saw 70-play drive, go down and score a touchdown, take the lead at that moment in the first half. But I think that was half of their drive or half of their yardage in the first half. So being able to get that first down when you're going to run up tempo is just so imperative. And staying on the field is vital. And they were unable to do that in the first half. But taking advantage of those turnovers, It's something that Washington State did against you a week ago. This week, you're the one that's able to do it. And let's be honest, it sure helps when Hunter Waller is on out there playing for your team. 24 was such a difference maker today.
I was just going to ask you about that. We've talked about that through the first two games of the season, that defensively they're trying to find somebody to be a leader. Maybe it would be Zhang Mehta. Maybe we thought maybe Jordan Turner would be that guy. A guy like Darryl Peterson. You were looking for C.J. Goetz in the first half.
Yeah.
He came alive in the second half, but Hunter Waller has been consistent all through. Can his safety be your leader on defense?
And I think he can in particular in this defense, right?
I mean,
he is inside the box so many times. He's always around the football. He's going to lead this team in tackles once again, it seems like, for another week, because he's always around the football. He finds a way to impact it. And a lot of times, your leader doesn't always have to be your best player, but it always does help, Tim, when your best player turns into being